Hi, this is Joe Levine with an introduction for students to Chapter 2, The Chemistry of Life. In the last podcast, I wondered what you might be thinking as you began reading this book. Right now, I think I have a pretty good idea of what you might be thinking as you begin Chapter 2. What's this stuff doing here? You're asking yourself. I thought this was supposed to be a biology book, and here's a whole chapter on chemistry. Well, let me say this about that. From the smallest living things that can be called alive, all the way up to the entire planet Earth, life and its interactions with its environment depend on chemistry. It's through chemistry that energy is captured, stored, and used in living systems. Chemical reactions build muscles and bones. Chemistry also transmits information from one generation to the next and governs the way you grow and develop. So to understand what life is and how it works, you need to understand some chemistry. But I'll make you a promise. We won't deliver any more chemistry than we think you need to move on to the main subject matter of this course. Later, when we get to certain other subjects, we'll deliver a bit more. And there's something that may surprise you. Give this material a fair shot, please. You may actually find yourself enjoying it. Why do I think that? Because we've done our best to show you how and why chemical principles actually matter to you in the world you live in. From the way things dissolve in water to the reason some lizards can climb up a wall of glass, interactions among atoms and molecules explain a lot of everyday things, and some remarkable things as well. They also explain some things you may not have ever really thought about before. For example, the process we call burning is a chemical reaction. You know that paper burns, and that once it starts burning, it's likely to keep burning until it burns up completely. But if paper can burn so well, why doesn't it start burning all by itself? Unless it's heated to a very high temperature. Here's a hint. You'll find the chemical principle that answers this question in section 2-4. So keep your eyes and minds open, and you'll find some surprising and fascinating things in this chapter. We hope you like it.